DW.
Artist Olafur Eliasson is known for his thought-provoking installations showing the effects of the climate crisis. For his work, Ice Watch, he brought huge chunks of glacial ice from the sea off Greenland to the streets of Copenhagen, Paris and London, the idea being to allow the public to witness thawing ice firsthand. But that's just one example from his three-decade career. The Danish-Icelandic artist is also the founder of the Little Sun Project, which aims to replace fossil fuel lighting with solar energy lamps in off-grid communities in Africa. Last month, the United Nations Development Programme named Eliasson a Goodwill Ambassador for Climate Action at a ceremony in New York. DW's Manuela Casper Claridge caught up with him there and began by asking him how he'll use the role to make the world a better place.
Well, I believe art has been about reflecting on the world and essentially also bringing the world forward, creating a future imaginary which is positive, a tomorrow which is better than yesterday. So, to be honest, I actually think that working as an artist, you're contributing to the world already. Obviously, people might see that differently, but essentially, I don't necessarily think that my goodwill ambassadorship is going to deviate a lot from what I'm already working on.
What kind of state is the world in now so that it is necessary to take some action?
Clearly the world is changing and there are massive topics that needs to be solved, such as the climate, such as migration and general polarization and populism in the worst sense. But I also think it's important to keep an eye out for what is actually going quite well. There are, you know, signs of hope, and I'm generally a positive person. And if we look at it, it has never been better to be a young African girl, for instance. I mean, we have improved a lot of things in the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And in that sense, I just think it's also important to acknowledge that if you sort of look backwards, there has been progress on almost all ambitions. Now we just have a situation where the past alone won't guide us into the future, because some of the things that happened in the past, such as the sort of Western world's use of fossil fuels, that is not going to drive us into the future without ruining everything. And we have a situation where we now need to create a sort of set of navigational skills for the present, which are based on the future and not the past. We have to reinvent systems. We have to redesign things. We have to re-engineer how we work.
When you talk about new systems, does that mean that our present system, capitalism, is outdated?
Yeah, I think the obsessive success criteria around profitability, that is going to steer us to a fatal point. So I don't think we can have profit on the expense of the planet, meaning that planetary needs such as species and plants and the rights that these has, for instance, we probably need to put environmental considerations at the level of profitability. We need to find economical systems that have an element of caring or inclusion, a kind of caring economics, you could call it. And I don't necessarily think that it's the direct opposite of capitalism. I don't necessarily think we are sort of again swinging between, should I say, Marxism or communism and capitalism. This is not really the point. The point is to come up with different distribution of economical profitability and a different definition of it. I think you have an opportunity to respond to such things as the climate, but also the SDGs, because it's about doing complex systems rather than just responding to one topic after the other. The principle I'm interested in right now is to understand that, you know, the burning of the forest in Brazil is to create cornfields. The cornfields are creating a corn powder which is used to feed Danish pigs. The Danish pigs are being exported to Britain as Danish bacon. The Danish bacon in Britain are interconnected with the burning of the forest in Brazil. And if we now see the whole infrastructure of the world as such systems, instead of only focusing on the forest, on the pigs, or on the bacon, or on the transport, we can see the intrinsic ways that everything is influencing everything, and we can use that knowledge to respond, then I think this sustainable development goals could also become a very active language upon which we can react.
Now, in 2012, you founded the Little Sun Foundation, the distribution of solar lamps first for Africa and now for the world. It is a social business. Is this a model of the future to have social businesses, and what's the difference?
Well, of course, social business covers a number of different models. I believe we are in the less business and more in a non, closer to not-for-profit, because it is a social good ambition, and it is a social business in the sense that we hope to drive profitability in the area where the end user is. So the Little Sun project is evolving slow. It is also this month crossing the 1 million lamp delivered, and there's still 319 million people without access to electricity in Africa alone, right? So in that sense, I must also just admit that working within the not-for-profit environment, you often have a challenge to find scalable solutions. You can see that other market items, such as Coca-Cola and cigarettes, sadly, having a lot more market success. It's a different type of product, but essentially, we should be careful to romanticize the non-for-profit, as the scalability might lay in the profitability of this.
How important is the environmental impact of Little Sun, or is it mostly social impact?
I like this notion that you can yourself do something on a very small scale, meaning if you have a Little Sun at night, you're not buying kerosene or petroleum for your little lantern to do your homework with. And see, now that obviously is very, very little. It's just in a normal family, it's maybe only 10 or 20 or 30 milliliter a week. But if you now have a million Little Suns out and they're all active, then it's a lot more kerosene. And if that's over 5 years, then you suddenly have a relatively big impact. And Little Sun is just one of three or four excellent solar products out there in the rural African areas. So I do think that we can already now see a lesser import of petroleum to a number of African countries due to the delivery of solar products. DW.